This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is campaigning in Pennsylvania on Tuesday. He's expected to travel to the state after participating in a virtual finance event this afternoon. On Monday, Biden turned his attention to Hispanic voters.
Prosperity to Hispanic Americans is indispensable. I would immediately grant temporary protective status to Venezuelans as president. So the Republicans in the Senate can't keep blocking it. I think it's unconscionable that the current administration is deporting hundreds of Cubans.
President Trump with no public events, although he has been tweeting up a storm already today. The NFL releasing strict new coronavirus protocols. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell warning the league's 32 teams of penalties, including potential forfeits of games for violations of COVID-19 protocols. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Plexiglass will play a part in this week's VP debate.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has approved plans for plexiglass to be used in Wednesday's vice presidential debate amid mounting concerns about coronavirus transmission. Vice President Pence and Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris will be separated by plexiglass. The Commission, along with medical consultants at the Cleveland Clinic, made the decision Monday after studying the airborne nature of the virus and as the number of positive cases in the White House continues to grow. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
3M is working with international investigators to crack down on counterfeit N95 respirators. The respirators are considered to be the best protection against airborne pathogens such as COVID-19. 3M has helped law enforcement agencies make more than 1,200 seizures of counterfeit respirators worldwide. Authorities have seized more than 3.5 million fake masks since the pandemic began. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Many Democrats believe the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett should be put on hold. Democrats believe because three Republican members on the Senate Judiciary Committee tested positive for COVID-19, we should slow down the process and put everything on hold. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says not so fast.
I plan on being there in person. I hope the nominee is there in person. This is only the most powerful unelected position for life in the Western world. I want to be able to look the nominee in the eye and judge her temperament and her intelligence and her judicial philosophy and her character. But if folks are concerned about it, my colleagues on the committee, they can appear virtually. We'll do it in a big room. Everybody will be socially distanced. Everybody will be wearing masks. Look, we've been confirming nominees and holding hearings on them for, since day one of this virus.
The deadline to register to vote in the 2020 presidential election is here for some states, while it has passed for a couple of others. Tuesday is the deadline in New Mexico, with a Friday deadline in New York and Oklahoma, and Saturday in Delaware. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, get ready, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not already on the edge of your seat, you will be shortly. Michael Cannell is going to be joining us, former New York Times editor and Time Magazine reporter, talking about his new book, The Rise and Fall of Murder, Inc. Now, this is a true crime thriller that exposes how the Italian and Jewish mobs were broken open for the first time as fights over gang territory began gunning down innocents in the crossfire. The NYPD and FBI brought the hammer down like they never had before. Michael Cannell, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Wow, what a story. I mean, let's go back. I mean, you know...
Yeah.
You know, for you to have, I guess, the responsibility of documenting history here on the rise and fall of Murder, Inc., how did this fall in your lap, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, we all know the big mafia stories. Everybody knows about The Godfather, and people may have seen the Martin Scorsese movies like Goodfellas or The Irishman, but this is really honestly, this book, which is called A Brotherhood Betrayed, is honestly an incredible story which people don't know about. It's the story of a man named Abe Reles. His nickname was Kid Twist, who was the head of an assassination squad run by the mob. And they killed hundreds and hundreds of people. Their theory was that if they could kill all the informants, kill anybody who could testify against them, then they would never be prosecuted. Mm-hmm. They would never be busted. And that worked. It worked for about 10 years. It worked until it didn't work, and then things went really wrong.
Well, you know, think about the genesis here of the mafia and the crime family and what they were doing and how they imposed their will. I mean, this is raw intimidation. You know, we see the same thing happening in Mexico, for example, and in other areas. I mean, there's, MS-13 gangs, this sort of thing. So they have their own code. But, you know, can you go back a little bit, Michael, and let's talk about what gave rise, you know, to the mafia to begin with?
Well, I mean, the mafia, the sort of classic idea of the mafia as the Sicilians and Neapolitans, they came from Italy. Many of them came as men who were fleeing prosecution. In those days, in the early part of the 20th century, people could not be extradited back to Italy. So a Sicilian gangster could come to the United States, and it was safe harbor. For the most part, they parked themselves in what we now call Little Italy, mm-hmm. in downtown Manhattan, and they carried on here as they had in Sicily. They ran gambling, prostitution, they ran what they called numbers rackets, And they were sort of small time in a way. It wasn't until later, after Prohibition, or when Prohibition was winding down, that Lucky Luciano, one of the great mob lords, as they call them, began to think in a much more ambitious way. And he wanted to put together a nationwide, coast-to-coast network of gangs. He really wanted to run the mob like General Motors or McDonald's, with exactly. franchises in every town and city.
Well, and so, but, you know, in terms of them coming, here you have immigrants, and part of what fueled this, again, as you say, here we import these criminals into our country, and where do they go? They go to the communities, the people they know, the language they speak, and they bring their criminal background, and they overtake these communities. A small percentage. I mean, here it is. We have that 1% controlling the 99% all over again. I mean, this just seems to be consistent with human history, doesn't it?
It does. And what originally happened when these men came and their families came from Sicily and Naples is that they were neighborhood bosses. But gradually, as the mafia grew more powerful, their tentacles grew out into municipalities. They figured out that they could protect themselves by paying off not just the local policemen, but the local judges, the local district attorneys, the local city officials. And so there was this period in the 30s when they seemed to be impregnable because they were not only making a lot of money, but they also controlled at least part of the city governments.
You know, it's interesting as you study this process. This syndicate, this kind of network that was established, I mean, it just seems to be consistent. I mean, right now we're talking about the mafia, but there's other interests within our own country today that are antithetical to our U.S. Constitution, and they have their own, you know, their own side hustle, so to speak. And in some cases, it's more than a side hustle. I mean, this is serious business.
Well, I mean, we talk about the fight for democracy and fight for the soul of America. Now, I can tell you that in the 1930s, people were using that same language in fighting the mob.
And for them to, I guess, mount up the courage. I mean, what do you do when your zip code becomes a no-go zone and it's controlled by the mafia? You either bend to them or, you know, you can't play. You can't exist. You don't have a job. You know, I mean, this is full control of your livelihood and the livelihood of your family.
Well, one of the real problems for the prosecutors is they couldn't get anybody for the longest time. They couldn't get anybody to testify in court. If you knew that Murder, Inc., the assassination arm of the mafia, was going to come after you if you spoke to the police or the district attorney's office, guess what? You're probably not going to speak to them. So the real challenge for Thomas Dewey, later a presidential candidate, when he was assigned the job of a special prosecutor to address this problem, the real problem for him was to convince people that it was safe to talk, safe to testify.
And he's trying to do this with the historic significance that for 10 years, if anybody dares squeal or share any inside information, it was obvious what happened to that individual, right?
It was obvious what would happen to them, and the mafia was extremely organized about it. They had set up this group, Murder, Inc., as a very, very efficient and ruthless assassination squad. So they were very effective and they were very organized.
Well, we're talking with Michael Cannell. His brand new book, A Brotherhood Betrayed, the man behind the rise and fall of Murder, Inc. We're going to go into a deeper dive. I mean, this is quite fascinating. And as Michael said, in light of what we say today, you know, we're fighting for the very soul. Well, again, we're reminded there's not anything necessarily new under the sun. So more from Michael Cannell after this. Stay with us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, we are coming at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Michael Cannell, the former New York Times editor and Time Magazine reporter, continues. We're talking about his new book, A Brotherhood Betrayed, The Man Behind the Rise and Fall of Murder, Inc., Inside the Jacket. It reads, in the fall of 1941, a momentous trial was underway that threatened to end the careers and lives of New York's most brutal mob kingpins. The lead witness, Abe Relis, had been a trusted executioner for Murder, Inc., the enforcement arm of a coast-to-coast mob network known as the Commission. But the man responsible for coolly silencing hundreds of informants was about to become the most talkative snitch of all. Michael, this is a book soon to be a movie. I mean, the storyline on this is incredible.
Well, your lips to God's ears, I think, is the expression.
Yes, exactly. But definitely worthy of this. I mean, all the, you know, the research and the information that you present in this book, you know, people might pick this up and think, well, it's more of a novel, but this is real life.
Well, a couple of thoughts there. One is, I think it is a very cinematic story. We're talking about America, but particularly Brooklyn in the 1930s, an incredible canvas to, you know, backdrop for this story. And, you know, what I'm trying to do is write books in a form known as narrative nonfiction. So what is narrative nonfiction? Narrative nonfiction means that it is written, it's all true, it's journalism, it's history, but it's written as if it's a novel. So I try to borrow the techniques of fiction so that it reads like a novel or hopefully like a Netflix special.
You're right. Well, you mentioned earlier that Prohibition changed the criminal underworld. You touched on that a little bit, but I want you to expand on that a little bit more. Help our audience understand. What happened?
Well, before Prohibition, the bad guys, the gangsters, were really just neighborhood thugs. They might be holding people up or they might rob a grocery store. But when Prohibition came along, they made huge amounts of money without even really trying that hard. They controlled the speakeasies where people could drink. They were bootleggers. They, you know, just because it was Prohibition, it didn't mean that Americans didn't want to have a beer. They did want to have a beer or a whiskey, and they were dependent on the gang, on the mobsters to provide it. And so it was a funny period when gangsters went from being good guys to kind of being, went from being bad guys to kind of being good guys. They were filling a need, and they became kind of heroes. They lived large. They drove big cars, and they had beautiful girlfriends, and they wore fancy clothes. When Prohibition ended, that's when things really began to change, because then the mob had to think, or the mafia had to think carefully about how they were going to make money. And that's when organized crime really became organized. Mm-hmm. That's when they started to try to run the mob as a business. They really wanted to run it like a profitable American corporation. And as I mentioned earlier, part of that meant having a very effective and efficient and ruthless way of protecting themselves by getting rid of all of the informants. Mm-hmm. And that's where Abe Relis, a Jewish gangster from Brooklyn, comes into the scene. He was hired to put together what came to be known as Murder, Inc., which was the assassination squad that would travel to cities all over the country, killing the informants or potential informants one by one.
Wow. Well, and, you know, speaking of Abe being Jewish, you know, oftentimes when we think about the mob, we think Italian, but you had Jewish mobs at the same time, right?
Yeah, it's one of the really interesting things about this period. We think of the Italians as being the tough guys, but in this period, in the 1930s, the Jewish gangs in Brooklyn were the toughest of the tough. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, the Italian mafia was delegating the job of murder out to the Jewish gangs at this time, which tells you something about how how tough they were. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the Murder, Inc. was really, it was headed by Abe Reles, who was a Jewish gangster. But he had very shrewdly, early on in his career as a gangster, had formed alliances with Italian gangsters. So it was really an alliance between Italians and Jews. And in fact, Abe Reles himself called his operation the Combination for that reason. It was a newspaper reporter that began to call them Murder, Inc.
It was probably a way for them to manage their turf, right? I mean, hey, you've got yours, we've got ours, and meanwhile, you know, you've got the Italian mob going, you can take out better people better than we can. And so this is a mutual interest that allows each to continue, right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And remember that earlier generation of mobsters were the old Sicilian guys and the guys from Naples. They were really just concerned with their immediate turf. They did things the old way. They were all about the vendettas and the grudges and the grievances. But the next generation, the Abe Reles generation, they were really just more concerned with making money. Because
right.
Prohibition had turned them into a big operation. And so now they're not thinking about ethnicity so much as they are thinking, as you said, about how to do this in a way that works for everybody.
Yeah, everything becomes green. So whether it was prostitution, running number, I mean, it was the whole gamut. Anything that could generate the revenue, they were for it. And, of course, eventually got involved with drugs heavily as well, right?
Drugs, prostitution, gambling. As strange as it may sound, their most profitable operation were slot machines, which were then illegal. But there were huge gang wars over who would control the slot machines.
Unbelievable. Let's talk about Thomas Dewey. What role did he play in cracking down on the mob?
Right. So Thomas Dewey was a kind of a phenom. He was a wonder kid. He was only in his 30s. When he was appointed special prosecutor at a time when New York was just overrun by the mob, and his job was to bust the mob. Nobody really thought he could do it. Everybody thought he was outmatched, but he did something very shrewd, and that is he raided the houses of prostitution, and he convinced the girls who worked in these brothels that they were safe testifying against the mob, that he would protect them. So the alternative was for them to go to jail for a long time. He gave them the choice: go to jail for the next 10 years or help me by testifying. A lot of them chose jail, but a lot of them also chose testifying. And so that was Thomas Dewey's first inroad into busting the mob. And he slowly built a case that way against some of the big mob lords.
Michael, you and I could be spending some hours on this book. I mean, this is incredible. What a great story. And you've done a wonderful job in presenting A Brotherhood Betrayed, the man behind the rise and fall of Murder, Inc. Lots of players involved in this, some names that are very familiar. We've only got about 30 seconds left. What do you want your readers to take away from this?
Well, I guess I would just say that at a time when there is a lot of trouble in the world, this is, I hope, a really good read. The way people could read this book, the way they might watch a Netflix show, I guess is what I would say.
Exactly. Mike Cannell has been our guest. He is the author of A Brotherhood Betrayed. Michael, great job. Thank you so much for the time. Have a great day.
Hey, it was a great pleasure. Thank you.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is campaigning in Pennsylvania on Tuesday. He's expected to travel to the state after participating in a virtual finance event this afternoon. On Monday, Biden turned his attention to Hispanic voters.
Prosperity of Hispanic Americans is indispensable. I would immediately grant temporary protective status to Venezuelans as president. So the Republicans in the Senate can't keep blocking it. I think it's unconscionable. The current administration is deporting hundreds of Cubans.
President Trump with no public events, although he has been tweeting up a storm already today. The NFL releasing strict new coronavirus protocols. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell warning the league's 32 teams of penalties, including potential forfeits of games for violations of COVID-19 protocols. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the president is out of the hospital, thank God, being taken care of. The best health care 24-7 there at the White House, getting him on the other side of overcoming, you know, COVID-19. And again, I guess what we're reminded in all this is that COVID-19, though it is dangerous, no doubt, you know, 217,000 people have died, you know, from COVID-19. Of that, you know, about less than 1%, I guess, that has been actually that died solely because of COVID-19, but dangerous, not to, you know, but just to put it in perspective, because there's been a lot of fear mongering that has traveled about this whole situation. Bishop Kenneth Ulmer is back with us. He is the author of the book Walls Can Fall: Race, Reconciliation, and Righteousness in the Divided World. Bishop, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thank you so very much. Good to be with you again.
Hey, before we get back into your book, I just wanted to get your read on COVID-19, because there's been some presentation and some reports that COVID-19 has been a disaster on minorities, people of color, Hispanics, and the black community as well. What are you saying, you know, to your, you know, to your constituency and to the people that attend your church?
Yeah, I have several medical professionals in our church, and so I've been in contact and in consultation with them. And quite honestly, the decisions that we've made in terms of you know, re-entering our building and the immediate future of going back into our building have been made with the reality that certainly here in California, the highest infected ethnic group would be people of color. And so our congregation is primarily that. And so I have some friends, you know, who have gone back into their buildings and are doing well, but they don't have nearly the significant percentage of congregation of color, and so they don't have to deal with that. So short answer is it's a very high priority with me, and me being in consultation with the medical professionals in our church are advising me of us of the same thing. In fact, we are unofficially prepared not to go back into our building until after the first of the year. Basically based on what you just said.
Right. Well, and it's wisdom that directs you to consult with, the people that know. And, the challenge that we have is science is not exact as we have experienced. And so it has been a little bit disparate. Let's put it that way. I think everybody's trying to do the best they can to understand, even those of us who are not scientists, but just are reasonable people and with some critical thinking, say, okay, well, we need to protect, if we're going to protect our loved ones, there's instinctive things that we do, and that is that we keep them out of the fray, right, as much as possible?
Yeah, I just hate, and I'm sure that many others, I just hate that the health of so many is being so politicized and, divisions and schisms and isms that should be wasms and stuff that's just dividing
us. Amen.
And that there are people's lives in the middle, you know. And so I think in many, and I have a network of pastors that I deal with, and I said to them, you know, this is kind of one of those as for me and my house situations. You know, what is the complexion of your congregation? You know, you've got to make decisions about that. We have seniors in our, as a matter of fact, I'm in that category high risk, you know.
Right.
And so I think those considerations have to be on the table, regardless of what's happening in the newspapers and what's happening in, the political side.
Exactly. And sadly, and I agree with you that we have this division, but that's the society and the culture we live in now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that you've been in the lead to unify, people of color, for us to realize that this is an American thing. It's not a Democratic thing. It's not a Republican deal. This is the problem of the body politic right now. We often say that politics is downstream of the culture. Well, if the politics is so messy, boy, I'll tell you, it causes you to take pause and consider, the culture that's, spewing out this stuff. And it's almost like you want to tell people, drop the shovel, quit digging. The hole is deep enough, right?
who would have thought that, wearing a mask or not wearing a mask would depend on what side of the aisle you're on. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Nuts.
I go back to the mask man, Long Ranger, who was for the good of everybody,
Exactly.
So I'm just saying, to be in a culture and a time where it is so divisive, it really breaks my heart. But at the end of the day, like you said, there are people's lives on the line, man. And I'm trying to be a good shepherd to lead our congregation in paths of, in safe paths,
Well, like you say, we just came off a 6-day road trip. We went through the northern portion of the United States, not all the way up north, just mostly north, and went through 12 states. And it was quite interesting, Bishop, because the people's attitudes about mask and no mask, even in one area that we went to, and this was in Utah, and they just said we're a bunch of rebels, we don't believe in it, that's okay, but last time I checked, this disease is equal opportunity, but again, if we were all on the same side of it and realizing who the enemy is, the enemy isn't the Republican across the desk from us. It's this picking disease, and we need to come against this, right?
I told you, it's an equal opportunity. I spoke last week, and really my first trip since February at Oral Roberts University, and it was such a joy just to see the worship of the students there. But as I said to Dr. Wilson, ORU is in a unique situation because they don't have just a small chapel. They have the Mabee Center. And so there were 2,000 or 3,000 kids spread out and separated in social distancing and masks in a place that would seat, 12,000 or 13,000 people. And so it was very safe. It was very spiritual. We had a great time. But, you make the adjustments that you have to make, but you do it with realistic, with a realistic mind. And it is what it is. And like you said, that disease is an equal opportunity employer, man. Don't go after anyone.
Well, no doubt, part of the sentiment that's growing in this country is people of faith are under attack. We've got a Supreme Court nominee that is before the Senate. She happens to be Catholic. And some of the language that's being put out there, you know, already. Happened, you know, and even what happened leading, you know, leading into this, the attacks on people of faith. I mean, it's incredible because when you consider America is great. Let me just say this. America is great because of the faith of its people. We are the foundation of this incredible country. Without America's faith, without the blessings of God upon this great nation, there would be no America.
And you know, it grieves me that message more and more seems to be, and I'm not a prophet, not a son of a prophet, but seems to be getting lost in the fray, the reality of where we are, who we came from, you know, what we're doing. I'm starting a message on Sunday, a series about voting, and I'm acknowledging that there are countries all over the world. You know, you only have to travel, man. You only have to travel to see what God has done in this country.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I'm acknowledging that the governmental system that we have here is not like it is in many other places. You know, spent a lot of time in South Africa under apartheid and all that. Okay, but I'm just saying that what you just said, I fear, is being lost, man. It's being lost. The reality of the favor of God historically on this country. And again, all you have to do is travel to other places and see, you know, God, for whatever reasons. I don't know why, but I do know that it is related to the acknowledgement of the principles of the Word of God and godly, a godly mindset, a godly worldview.
Well, God, when God makes a promise, He keeps that promise. And He made a promise. It was a covenant agreement between He and the pilgrims that came to this country. They left their country because of religious persecution and said, God, look it, we will honor you. You will be above all if you will help us. And God helped them. And here we are all these generations down the road. And I might consider for just a moment that if the pilgrims could come back to life, they might be giving this country a couple of noogies and saying, look, you guys are missing the mark here. Well, we've got to go to break, and we've got more from Bishop Kenneth Ulmer when we come back. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Financial Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. He should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Oh, we're back with you, America. Great to have you along with us as we were talking with Bishop Ulmer. You know, I'd mentioned, or I may have mentioned, Craig Huey and electionforum.org. He has since changed the name of his website. It's now under Craig Huey. There's a voter guide there. Also great reference for voting and understanding the difference between the party platforms. Lots of discussion back and forth, but it's pretty simple. I mean, and this has been extracted from their actual party platforms. FRC Action has done this. And I have a document. If you want to drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, be happy to pass it on to you. It shows you the difference between the two parties backed up by Scripture. This is a powerful document. And I don't send this to you to say, go beat up your neighbor with it. This isn't about... let's have some sort of contest. This has been the problem, Bishop, in our culture today, is we think that it's all about winning the argument. No, it's about winning, the hearts and souls. And the fact that we want to have a conversation, as I shared with, my staff years ago, is that we all have strengths and weaknesses. We're designed that way. Nobody was designed. God didn't design any one person with all the goods. We need each other to complement one another. And when I say complement, that's a completing process that we do, because there is something, Bishop, about you that coincides and matches up. Your strength with my weakness makes me better at what I do, and hopefully my strength against your weakness makes you better at what you do. And this is the way God created us. So when I share this information, it's with the hope that together we're better, and we can have a conversation about these things to understand, because oftentimes when I have conversations with people, Bishop, about just the parties, just the two parties on the surface, people don't understand what the platform, what they're talking, what their position is on abortion, for example, right off the bat. Still too many people are ignorant about each of the parties' stance on critical issues, human life, about redefining marriage, LGBT agenda, religious liberty. I mean, all these, the Supreme Court, for example, all this is addressed in that platform comparison. I'd be happy to send you a copy of it as well. Just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and I'll lickety-split get it off to you right away, okay?
Well, I think you hit on the key challenge of this election. I love the way you put it. strengths and weaknesses on both sides. Mm-hmm. Because I think therein lies the dilemma, and it is a dilemma. It is a significant dilemma from my perspective of people of color who have a biblical worldview. Here's the challenge. The challenge in this vote is, what am I willing, how far am I going to have, what am I willing to trade off? What is the trade-off? Their strengths and weaknesses. Here's the problem. See, for people of color, it's not as cut and dry as I wish it was. You know, for example, let's go with the one you mentioned, the right to life piece. Okay. I've got it about, abortion. I think abortion is ungodly. I think the taking of human life, is, you know, against the will of God, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I am strongly, strongly pro-life. Here's my challenge. My challenge is that for people of color who have that position, what began as a pro-life stance looks like, and I'm using the Bible, the phrase in the Bible, the appearance of, it looks like, it feels like, what began as a pro-life position seems to be more now a pro-birth position. Here's what I mean by that. It appears in communities of color that, yeah, I've got it, we've got it, right, let that baby be born, yeah. But the concern beyond the life, beyond that, from the womb, yes, but not so much to the tomb. In other words, after that life comes, where's the compassion? Where's the consideration? Where's the opportunities? Where are the doors opening? What are things looking like for that child once it gets born? So therein lies, and I mean, it is a major issue, Bill. It is a major issue in communities of color that hold to a biblical worldview. In other words, what looks like what began as legitimately a right to life, and which totally I support, looks like, feels like, quacks like, walks like, more a right to birth. And then after that life comes, there seems to be, you know, attitudes and systems that leave the playing field unbalanced. Right. You know, as far as the election right now and the two parties, here's a classic line. I don't even know who said this. It seems as though, I'm back again to the way it looks. It seems as though, when Obama was the president, those of us on our conservative side, he could do nothing right. It seems as though with the president administration, he can do no wrong. And what concerns me, and it really grieves me sometimes, is that friends that I know who are in that circle, you know, who say they have his ear and everything, you know, I'm saying, can you guys yank a chain? Can you guys even, can you muzzle some of this stuff? Only because if you say his heart is there, some of the things that come out, some of the attitudes that come out are contradictory to what many of us say ought to be a biblical worldview, a compassionate right. heart, et cetera, et cetera. Therein lies the challenge. So the problem is, what are you going to trade off? If you go one way, you're going to go another so many years of what appears to be a system that lacks empathy. Oh, I got the thing about black colleges and all that. I got all that. But I'm talking about a broader attitude toward, in the society. Mm-hmm. If you go the other way, you're going so far to the left, man. I mean, my gosh. The Democratic Party is, I can't even see it so much as off to the left, you know.
Right.
And so again, but the problem is you only get one vote. You only get one vote.
Right.
And I've got people whose ancestors, you know, died and were had dogs put on them and were thrown in jail for trying to vote. And so I'm constantly saying, when you get through marching or protesting, just march right on down there to the voting booth and pull that lever and vote. But you got to make a decision, man.
Well, along the same lines is Martin Luther King Jr., who considered the government and said, look at what can I do to level the playing field, not necessarily destroy, but reform. And this is where our citizenship activated comes into play, regardless of the color. And even more so, I'm, you know, as a Hispanic bishop, I look at this and I see, wow, there's a lot more minorities, you know, so much so that you wonder when they talk about white America anymore, you go, where is white America? I mean, we're such an amalgamation. You know, we've been so intermixed. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like Hawaii. You know, they used to have an island there. You had to be 100% to live on that island, 100% Hawaiian. And they couldn't find any more. So then they said, okay, let's go 50. Now it's 25%, you know, kind of deal. So, but the idea is, like you said, it's being able to draw from all these cultures and the best of our cultures and to get involved. I mean, this is a participation sport. Sadly, what's happened with our government is people have kicked back and disengaged. And I'm saying, look, you have to engage it. I don't think you need to engage it to the point that you're burning buildings down. You know, clearly there's some issues here. Let's address these. Let's reason together. Let's match up strengths and weaknesses. As I said earlier, in the spirit of, look, we know we come. I used to tell my sales staff, you're not fooling anybody. People already know, you know, where you're weak. They know that. You know, but out of kindness, they're not necessarily going to point it out, but they already know it. So you're not fooling anybody. So, and nobody's fooling anyone, but we can be vulnerable enough with each other, realizing that we serve an almighty God that created us in such a way to match up in such a way that we could be better for one another and be able to address these issues. And I believe that we've come a long way and we've got a ways to go yet. Even though it may seem a certain way, it's up to us to bring it to reality and to be able to have an open conversation about these issues outside of, you know, burning down buildings and destroying communities.
You know, I don't know when I have, and I've, you know, I've been around a little while, so I don't know when I have opted for my dependence on the sovereignty of God as much as I am on this thing. Mm-hmm. But right now, with the divisions that are happening in our nation, racially, politically, philosophically, et cetera, I'm saying, God, Lord, you got to fix this thing. You got to fix this. Because I feel like either way this thing goes, we're going to have another problem. I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet. I'm certainly not a prophet of doom. But I'm saying, oh my gosh, Lord, you've got to step into this thing. Now, what I do fear, Bill, I don't know that we can take the element of divine judgment out of this equation. I fear.
Oh, no.
I'm serious. I'm
right with you. We just had the return at D.C. last weekend, and Franklin Graham had a prayer march. Why are these things coming up? Because exactly what you just said, that is, divine judgment is imminent. I mean, we can see what's happening. I mean, you have Billy Graham, who his whole life was dedicated to evangelism. And what does he say in the latter stages of his life? He says, we are in the last of the last days. So what does that mean?
Right. It means we gotta pray some more.
And, well, we've got to change our evil ways is what we have to do.
Yeah.
But if we don't repent, and the only way, see, we don't know what to repent to and what the standard is without God. So this is why we have to come in, like you're saying, we've got to go to the Father and say, look, we've messed this whole thing up. You know, we don't know what to do.
And I don't know that we are as willing to interject the element of humility. This thing is jacked up, Lord.
Well, if we don't, Bishop, we are, like the children of Israel.
Yeah.
They ran out the clock, and they didn't want to listen to the prophets. They didn't want to hear the admonitions anymore, and they thought that it would be business as usual until God said, time's up.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen. Bishop Kenneth Ulmer has been our guest. Bishop, as always, appreciate it. God bless you.
Pain in the neck. Ugh. A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs. You now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.